Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. The little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Have you seen the Jeff Foxworthy, the classic Jeff Foxworthy act? You know, the one where he says, if you have more than one car jacked up in your front yard, you might be a redneck. You know that whole shtick that he does? Well, he got rich with that routine. And you and I can benefit from this, the cause and effect logic of that, of his routine, if we apply it to our small businesses. So let's use Foxworthy's shtick to and talk about and emphasize a few small business survival punchlines, I call them. But in this case, though, if you resemble too many of these one-liners, not only will you not get rich, you might not make it. So here's the first one. If the gloom and doom you're hearing in the media has you holed up inside the four walls of your business, instead of getting out into the marketplace where customers are buying stuff, you might not make it. You know, you got, remember what I've said before, folks. Even when business is off, even when the economy is slow, even when the talking heads are saying gloom and doom, somebody is buying something from someone, somewhere, that you sell right now. All right, here's the next one. If your budget cuts include wiping out your marketing plan, you might not make it. Just remember this. You know, and this, I don't know why it is, but the first thing that goes, I see this in big businesses too, when they start to cut budgets, one of the first things they cut is marketing. Well, when the economy is off, what do you need? You need more sales, right? So maybe you adjust your marketing, but you don't stop marketing. Here's another one. If you don't have a website, you might not make it. Folks, how long have I been saying that? 15 years now? I've been saying that you need a website. If you're a small, it's unbelievable to me that there is any small business of any size. I don't care what you do. I don't care how big you are or how small you are. None of that matters. If you have a small business and you don't have a website, my friends, you won't make it. I'm just going to say, I'm going to rephrase that. You won't make it. Not ultimately, not over every day that goes by, it's going to be harder and harder for you to make it. If you don't have a mobile website, you might not make it. And you've heard me say this before. And that's that you don't have to have a mobile app. You know what an app is? An app, you know, you pull those up in your smartphone, right? And they're self-contained. An app actually, when you have an app, you actually download stuff into the app, and it's held on in the hard drive of your smartphone. That's what an app does. And it's pretty handy, right? Well, you might need an app for your small business, but you don't have to have one. But all small businesses, as you've heard me say before, all small businesses don't have to have a mobile app, but every business needs a mobile site. That means that your site conforms to the little screen, what our friend Chuck Martin calls the third screen, the little one you can hold in your hand. Your site conforms to that. It doesn't have to reduce itself and make, you know, it actually is designed for that screen. That's a mobile site. And if you don't get one, if you don't have one, you might not make it. If you're a retail business and you don't have a local search strategy, you might not make it. Local search, folks, this is one of the best things that ever happened to a small business. Local search. And this is where you make sure that your website has all of the SEO elements in it to identify where you are specifically, and what you sell is connected to where you are. So if I'm looking for pepperoni pizza in Peoria, if I search for pepperoni pizza in Peoria, then I get you. And this is where the global reach of Google, for example, is good for a small business. You don't have to worry about being number one on the search engines as long as you're up on the top of the list on the local search. When they put in that local connection, that Peoria or whatever, you get to come up, you get to be at the top of the list in those cases. So make sure that you have local search strategy. If you sell to business, if you're a business-to-business business, and you're still making cold calls, you might not make it. Cold calls, folks, are almost and should be extinct. Today, people are not letting you walk in, just walk into their business and just drop in on them. They're just not letting you do that anymore. And so you got to make sure that if there's a prospect out there that you've identified, somebody, a suspect that you think could be a prospect, that you could qualify into a prospect and then make them a customer. If you've identified somebody, if you're a business-to-business business, and you've identified somebody like that, then they're worth you taking the time to become introduced to them, to be referred to them, somehow make a connection to them. There are ways of doing this these days a lot easier than they used to be. And if you really think they're a prospect, then it's worth taking the time and being patient enough to do it right so that you get introduced to them the right way and not just through a cold call. If you're spending more time worrying about the competition, what the competition is doing, instead of asking customers what they want, you might not make it. Remember this, folks. If you're looking for gold, the gold is not in your head. The gold is not in what your competitors are doing. The gold is inside your customer's head. That means whatever they want, whatever they need, you should already know what they need. But you won't know what they want until you ask them. The key to your success, folks, the key to all of our success, is asking customers what they want and then giving it to them. Here's one more before we go to a break. If you don't know what your monthly expenses are every month, you might not make it. Monthly expenses, folks. If you don't know what it's costing to run your business, if you don't have a baseline number for what it costs you to run your business, how can you manage? How can you develop sales? How can you know what your gross profit needs to be in order to stay in business every month? Keep the cash flow going. You got to be able to do that, or if you don't, you might not make it. 20 after, more Jeff Foxworthy, more business lessons from Jeff Foxworthy right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. 20 after. Stay with me. So cheap when they got you in back condition.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.